This is the voice of San Francisco. I am John Rothman. Let's talk about the Great Highway. You may have heard that there is a proposal on the table to take 1 mile of the Great Highway between Sloat and Skyline Boulevard and close it to traffic. In fact, what they want to do is to build something called Sloat Plaza. Now, the excuse given for wanting to close part of the Great Highway is, first of all, rising seas. Okay, so if there are rising seas, don't you think the seas will also impact a new development called Slope Plaza? Of course, the real issue is sand. And I must tell you, sand has been a constant problem on the Great Highway. And do you think that simply because they build Sloat Plaza, there won't be a sand problem? No, what this really is an effort to close down more roads in San Francisco. What this really is an attempt to close the Great Highway. And you and I know the Great Highway is a major traffic zone in San Francisco. People coming from the peninsula, people going to the VA hospital. It's an essential cog in the wheel of transit. And yet there are those who want to prevent us, that is the people of San Francisco, from using our streets. Let me tell you something. They're not going to find bicycles going up and down the Great Highway. It simply isn't going to happen. And by the way, did anybody think about the implication for the San Francisco Zoo? When I go out to the zoo, and I've gone out to the zoo for many, many years, before I was a father and then with my children, I can tell you access to the Great Highway is critical. So what are they talking about? If they close the Great Highway, they're going to impact the traffic to the zoo. And I guess it means they're going to have to recreate the entrance to the zoo. They're going to have to spend more money on that. And don't you understand, when the pandas arrive at the zoo, why, traffic is going to increase. No, they aren't thinking this through at all. And I want to be crystal clear about this. There should be no closure of the Great Highway. Now, what do we do about it? That's the question. This has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. Each and every member of the Board of Supervisors has to be approached, and it has to be explained in clear language why this is a bad idea. I really want to know, if the sea is rising, how will that affect Slope Plaza? If the sand continues to come into that area, how will that affect Slope Plaza? Isn't it better to have free access on the Great Highway? And that means free access for all San Franciscans and people coming into the city. I have to tell you, this is not well thought out. It is another effort by the Bicycle Coalition and some in our city structure who want to see roads closed. This is not the answer. In fact, I believe this only creates more problems. But let's assume for a minute the Board of Supervisors approves this. So we'll have to do another Voice of San Francisco when that project is completed, explaining why the sea has not buried the Great Highway and why the sand has not overflown all of this. That's right. And you know what? We'll be told, oh, but we're better off. Let me make my position clear. I am, as much as any other San Franciscan, in favor of making our roads safe. But I believe slow streets, closing the Great Highway, closing John F. Kennedy Drive, just think of the impact on our wonderful museums in Golden Gate Park, all of this makes no sense. It's driven by a small, determined, powerful group that simply want cars eliminated from as much of San Francisco as they can possibly achieve. So we need to send a strong message to the Board of Supervisors. Do not close the Great Highway between Sloat and Skyline Boulevard. We need to send a strong message that it is vital to the people of San Francisco to keep our streets, our roads available and open. No one really has answered the question, what the impact will be on the zoo. No one has really answered the question, what the impact will be on the Sunset District. I can only tell you this. Every candidate for mayor and every candidate for the Board of Supervisors needs to be questioned about this. And we need to have answers. Perhaps the most important single thing is we have to know what's going on. I am grateful to the San Francisco Chronicle for its coverage, but I'm also grateful to individuals listening to the voice of San Francisco who are telling me what they think. We need to be aware, and these kinds of actions need to be really considered carefully. And the Board of Supervisors needs to hear from the people of San Francisco. Let's not forget, we have an election for mayor. We have an election for the Board of Supervisors coming up on November 5th. And we better get some clear answers and know what the issues are before we go to the polls. Otherwise, we the people are the ones who will, frankly, lose. I'm John Rothman. You are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. Let us know what you think. And I can guarantee you, we're going to let you know what we think as well.
Okay.